Morning, not the sound guy. Morning, 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 morning. Right, just before we start, let me just run through with some songs with you, because this is the musical instrument of the day. Could you all take your finger? Could you all point at your throat? That is the musical instrument that we are going to use to the glory of God today. Could you turn me up at the back, please? Can you hear me now? So we're going to sing a number of things. Now, when we get to the hymns, we're going to sing two hymns unaccompanied. The first one is Lord of the Dance. I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced. Yes? Lord of all hopefulness, Lord. And when if I start doing this, it's not that I think I'm being attacked by a bee. It is that I think you're going too slowly. And that is the danger of singing unaccompanied. So I might have to say speed it up. Okay? Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Lovely, thank you very much. That's enough of that. And we're going to sing that twice. Then we're going to sing Kumbaya. When was the last time you sung Kumbaya? I have to say, I've never, ever, ever picked Kumbaya in the whole of my ministry. Never. It was like in the 1970s, overkill, never singing that again. But today, 30 years later, we're going to sing it. We're going to use it in a prayer. Do you remember it? Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, Lord, Kumbaya. And the final way we're going to sing is we're going to do what can only be described as karaoke with Jesus. We're going to sing something that is going to be projected eventually. What we're going to sing is it's a piece of Bernadette Farrell's work. Bernadette Farrell is the woman, the Roman Catholic woman. I want to say that because it just shows how things have changed in the world of Christianity, that we who come from Presbyterian and Congregational stock would feel quite happy about singing a song written by a Roman Catholic. Isn't it great? There's a canto, and then we will sing the refrain. So first, let us be still together. Maggie, would you give us the notices?
Morning and welcome. A special, very special welcome to anybody who's here for the first time or anybody just visiting. Please join us afterwards for tea or coffee in the foyer.
No. We've had it already.
Sorry?
We've had it already.
Oh, don't join us afterwards. Sorry. Sorry. I meant to cross that out last night. But do join us later for our reflective worship at 6:30 p.m. I have some pastoral news. We have just heard this second that John Davis is in Kingston Hospital, but we will tell you more about that later. Margaret Fiskin remains in Tolworth, where she is slowly recovering from her hip operation. Joan Mackay has moved from Kingston to Linton Hall Nursing Home. That's in New Malden. And Munro Mackay remains in Kingston Hospital. And Michael Burgess is also in Kingston Hospital. Congratulations to Louisa James and Chris Impey, who were married yesterday. Our next Open Garden event is coming up on Saturday, the 18th of August. It'll be hosted by David and Sheila Richards. There's a flower festival in the church on 7th, 8th and 9th of September. If anybody would like to be involved, please see Janine. Please remember the deadline for the contributions to September's church news is today. So please give items to David Richards.
Come all you people, come and praise your Maker. Come all you people, come and praise your Maker.
Come all you people, come and
we believe, according to records, that there has been a church on this site for 350 years, and we believe that that is something worth celebrating. So we have some sentences that we are beginning our worship with during this year, and these are they. So we say together, we are Kingston United Reformed Church. We celebrate our diversity of worship and freedom of relationship with the state. With the whole Christian church, we will follow Jesus. We will serve him in our dignity and in our daily lives in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Remaining as we are, we pray. The Lord says, come to me and find a welcome. Come to me and find the peace you crave. Come to me and find the assurance you long for. Come to me and find food from heaven. Come to me and find the cup of salvation. Come to me and find the challenge of eternal living. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Will you please be seated? So using the YouTube, we sing.
Thank you.
Come be with us, O God. We offer our praise to you. May your praise be forever on our lips. We join our worship to you, Holy God. May our worship be a sign of our faith. For we know that you are goodness itself, and we taste and see that the Lord is good. In the silence, we confess the wrong that we have done. For the times that we have been less than honest, unkind, untrustworthy, and we have grieved the Holy Spirit. Take us from bitterness and anger. Take away our vulnerability and our hurt. And forgive us as we in turn forgive those who have wronged us. Be kind to one another, says the Lord, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven us. Live in love as Christ has lived and loved in you. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And do not bring us the time of trial, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're going to say together Psalm 34. Would you people be the light type? Would you people be the bold type? I will bless the Lord at all times. We join together to sing the Lord of the Dance. Shall we use paper? If you like to, the hymn book is underneath the seat in front of you. It's number 195 in the hymn books. Hope we get, hop, hop, hop. I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth at Bethlehem. I had my birth. Dance then wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I lead you all wherever you may be, and I lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they wouldn't dance and they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John, they came with me and the dance went on. Dance then, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all, wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced in the morning. People said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me on high and left me there on the cross to die. Dance then, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on a Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and they thought I'd gone. But I am the dance and I still go on. Dance then. Wherever you may be, and you all in the dance, said he. They cut me down and I leapt up high. I am the life that'll never ever die. I'll live in
you. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. I am the Lord of the
Elijah, the prophet, is in hiding because the king Ahab is out to get him again. Elijah has just gone through some amazing display of God's power. Some of those who've been working for another god have been slaughtered, and yet when Elijah goes away, he feels he's abandoned by God and feels depressed, is the only word, hides in a cave. And God reminds Elijah of some things and then slips him some dinner. And John Watts is going to read this passage to us.
We read the story of Elijah's encounter with the angel in the first book of Kings, in chapter 19, beginning to read at verse 4. Elijah walked a whole day into the wilderness. He stopped and sat down in the shade of a tree and wished he would die. "It's too much, Lord," he prayed. "Take away my life, I might as well be dead." He lay down under a tree and fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel touched him and said, "Wake up and eat." He looked around and saw a loaf of bread and a jar of water near his head. He ate and drank and lay down again. The Lord's angel returned and woke him up a second time, saying, "Get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you." Elijah got up, ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to walk 40 days to Sinai, the holy mountain.
The story goes on that although Elijah feels that he's the only one left, God tells him that there are many others who are also alongside him doing God's work. "I'm the only one." It's a cry that sometimes one hears from Christian people. "Only me." And a useful reminder, in this case, to Elijah, but also to us. There's food also in the background of this second reading. We've been, weeks ago, we had the passage that goes round about this feeding of the 5,000 in John. Then we had the feeding, then we had bread of heaven. And here we have the people still arguing and still talking about the thing. So, John's Gospel, not as many of these sorts of stories, but when we get them, they're much bigger. Sue Watts is going to read this passage to us.
The second reading is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. Beginning at verse 35. "I am the bread of life," Jesus told them. "Those who come to me will never be hungry. Those who believe in me will never be thirsty." The people started grumbling about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." So they said, "This man is Jesus, son of Joseph. Isn't he? We know his father and mother. How then does he now say he came down from heaven?" Jesus answered, "Stop grumbling among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him to me, and I will raise him to life on the last day. The prophets wrote, 'Everyone will be taught by God.' Anyone who fears the Father and learns from him comes to me. This does not mean that anyone has seen the Father. He who is from God is the only one who has seen the Father. I am telling you the truth. He who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. But the bread that comes down from heaven is of such a kind that whoever eats it will not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give him is my flesh, which I give so that the world may live." Thanks be to God.
Amen. The question is, after Jesus gave the explanation of who he was and what he meant by calling himself the bread of life, did the people stop grumbling? No, they would have found something else to grumble about. Grumbling is a habit. Let me ask you, and this is not going to be a rhetorical question, what do you find yourself grumbling about? The weather? Grumbling about the weather? Pardon? Aircraft noise? I tell you what, if you lived in Berrylands, you'd have more to... Right, what do you find yourself grumbling about? Housework. Not being able to do housework. What else? Anybody else got something they grumble about regularly? Catch themselves grumbling about? Technology, robots, building work, building noise, Joyce. People, grumbling about people. Actually, probably it's all about that, isn't it? There are a number of things that can be said about grumbling. The one thing is it's a habit and it can be dangerous. It can be corrosive. It can be cancerous. You need to be careful about it. That does not mean that you're not allowed to complain. But you need to think about what you are thinking about. One thing, when I was preparing this, one thing struck me particularly was I remember two people who used to regularly complain to me about something that was wrong. But different, you know, they weren't, you know, they would complain about different things. And then, for both of them, a major life event happened. In the case of one, it was a death. In the case of one, it was major illness. And from that point to this point, they have never spoken to me about the thing that they used to always talk to me about. That which you complain about could be a sign of how cushy life is. The other thing that struck me, and something I was reading this week, just to prove I do occasionally, are you watching, Linda? Was this. Although only a poor peasant farmer, he was considered well off because he owned a horse which he could use for ploughing and for transport. One day, his horse ran away. All his neighbours commiserated with him and exclaimed how terrible this was, but the farmer simply replied, "Perhaps." A few days later, the horse returned and brought two wild horses with it. The neighbours also rejoiced at this good fortune, but the farmer just said, "Perhaps." The next day, the farmer's son tried to ride one of the wild horses. The horse threw him and broke his leg and he hit the ground. The neighbours all offered their sympathy for this misfortune, but the farmer again said, "Perhaps." A few days later, government soldiers came to the village to take the young men to the army. They rejected the farmer's son because of his broken leg. When the neighbours told him how lucky he was, the farmer replied, "Perhaps." Now, I know that the whole world of mindfulness and positive thinking is not for those of you who are ill and need to go to the doctor and get the medication. I also know that the world of positive attitude and thinking is not for those of you who have gone through a major life event. So I'm not asking those of you who are terminally ill or those of you who are newly bereaved to be thinking positive thoughts. That's not what I'm going to say next. But we do need to think about and to reflect upon our own negativity. And of course, you could all walk around humming "Raindrops and Roses" and "Whiskers on Kittens" and all that stuff. But a positive mindset can can be a useful attribute. And my favourite raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens is Paolo Nutini. I'm in charge, and the worship. I'm going to finish the worship with that today. I've got money in the meter and a two-bar heater. It's only getting hotter. It's only getting sweeter. I've got legs on my chair and a head full of hair, a pot and a pan and some shoes on my feet. I've got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth, a few pairs of socks and a door with a lock. And this is my favourite. This is what I sunk to myself when I'm grumpy. I've got food in my belly and a license for my telly, and nothing's going to get me down. I've got food in my belly and a license for my telly, and nothing's going to get me down. And, you know, I'm not going to give you a great huge sermon on that, but I've got enough food, I can pay my bills. What am I grumbling about? Food in my belly, license for my telly, nothing's going to get me down. And the thing that strikes me when you see pictures of people from around the world is they're happy, smiling, playing football with plastic bags. And I am grumbling. We're going to join together to pray. We're going to use the Kumbaya, my Lord song. We're going to sing it a number of times, and I'm going to lead the prayers from the middle of God's people. But you'll hear me when I start to sing. Please join in with me. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya. Someone is crying, Lord. Some, not one, but millions. Women and men. Children. Some people we know. Some people we're worried about. Some people on this day are crying tears of joy. We pray for those who are newly born. We pray for those who have had great news. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya. In our world, some are hungry. Some are thirsty. Some are dying because there are structures and systems that crush the poor and alienate the rich. Some have come to the end of their lives, and some wait with them. Some are campaigning for justice. Some are working as hard as they possibly can and destroying their relationships in the process. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya. On this day, all over the world, your people are worshipping. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ in the middle of Kingston, at Kingsgate and King's Church, at All Saints and St. John's, for the work that's going on at Union Street, for John Bunyan Baptist Church. We thank you for those churches that we know of in other places in the world, in Ghana, in South Korea, in Switzerland, in the US. We know that there are people who would love to be able to gather to worship, but they can't. It is too dangerous. Thank you for the privilege of being able to get together. May we never take it lightly. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya. And we offer our prayers, those that we have spoken, those that we've thought of, the half-framed fumbling prayers, the slick articulate prayers, all in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to move now to make our offering, and we're going to sing as we make our offering. Come on, we can do two things. As a symbol and a sign that we don't just offer our money, we offer ourselves, and our worship is the best offering that we have. Come, all you people, come and praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come and praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come and praise your Maker. Come now and worship the Lord. going to join to sing our closing hymn, which is the one that I'm a bit anxious about you all slowing down on. So prove me wrong, please, Lord of all hopefulness. Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy, whose trust ever childlike no cares could destroy, be there at our waking and give us, we pray, your bliss in our hearts, Lord, at the break of the day. Lord of all eagerness, Lord of all faith, whose strong hands were skilled at the plane and the lathe, be there at our labours and give us, we pray, your strength in our hearts, Lord, at the noon of the day. Lord of all kindliness, Lord of all grace, your hands swift to welcome, your arms to embrace, be there at our homing and give us, we pray, your love in our hearts, Lord, at the eve of the day. Lord of all gentleness, Lord of all calm, whose voice is contentment, whose presence is balm, be there at all sleeping and give us, we pray, your peace in our hearts, Lord, at the end of the day. We're going to say the grace to one another. If you don't know these words, just feel the blessing of them. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Favorite chat, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my daddy, and nothing's gonna bring me down.